Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Basra Perkei Mishnah Yod Mishnah Yod Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esor Basra Achol Shishi B'zecher to find Ruziva Kohagun Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Hasitim Mekanech Midayis of Achaz L'Shleishim Yoyim. A wholesaler, he has to clean his measurements once every 30 days. Upal Abayis, but a regular homeowner Achaz L'Shnei Basra Chodesh only once every 12 months. And this is because according to Tana Kama, since a sitoin, a wholesaler, is selling all the time, so there's a lot of liquid, there's a lot of wine and oil going through his kalim, and that means a lot is going to get stuck to the sides of the kli. And that means that as he measures out for lekuchas, they're not really going to be getting the full measurement because, again, some is stuck to the kli. Therefore, he has to clean his measuring vessels once every 30 days. But a baal bayis, who doesn't sell so often, only has to clean them out once every 12 months. However, Shimon Gamliel says it's the exact opposite. Since a sitoin, a wholesaler, is selling so much, there's stuff constantly going through his measuring vessels. Each time he puts something in, that washes out and cleans out the stuff that was there before. And the wine or oil doesn't have time to congeal, as opposed to a baal bayis, since he's not really selling so often, whatever wine and oil is left in the kli does have time to congeal, and that's why the baal bayis has to clean once every 30 days, as opposed to the sitoin, who only has to clean once every 12 months. The mission continues, Achen v'ni, a storekeeper, mekanech midos of pamayim b'shabbes, he has to clean his midos, his measuring cups, twice every single week, because he's constantly measuring out for people. And by the same token, u'mach mishklos of pamachas b'shabbes, he has to wipe off his weights that he uses to weigh things once a week, and mekanech maznayim al kol mishkol mishkol, he has to clean his scales every single time he weighs something, if he put something fatty like meat on it, so some of the fat is going to get stuck there and cause that side to be heavier, therefore he has to wipe it off every single time that he's weighing something. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, continuing with this, on Rav Shimon Gamliel says, B'mez v'amurim, when was it said, Balach, only with something that's moist, for example, wine or oil or like meat that has fat on it, because all of these will leave a residue and that will change the weight or that will change the size of the measuring cup. Aval b'yavish, we're dealing with something dry, grains or beans or something like that, in its arch, he doesn't have to clean them out because nothing gets stuck there. Now, furthermore, when it comes to measuring things, he has to tilt it a tefach, meaning when the storekeeper's selling, he has to make sure that the scale is always tilted in the favor of the loikeach, and the amount that it has to tilt is a full tefach of difference for the good of the loikeach. Now, that's only in a place, in a locale, where the minig is to actually have the scale tip in the favor of the loikeach. But if that's not the minig, so then he has to do something else. If he's measuring out eye for eye, which basically means that the minig is not to have it tilt, and everything is perfectly even, the weights on one side and the item being sold on the other side is exactly straight, still nice and like gerumov, he has to give him the extra, meaning if he were to add on this amount, the scale would be tilted a full tefach for lekeach. That's how much has to be added on, not to the actual scale, but after he gives lekeach his stuff. And this is echel asar balach, 1/10 we're dealing with something moist, echel esen biyavesh, 1/20 we're dealing with something dry. Furthermore, makam shenagu lamed bedaka loyamed begasa, the minig is to measure out in small kalim, the storekeeper is not allowed to measure out in larger kalim, because that means that the lekeach is going to be getting less extra than if you'd be getting measured in smaller kalim. And by the same token, begasa, if the minig is to measure out in large kalim, lo yamid bedaka, the lekeach can't make the meicher measure out in smaller kalim, because since something extra has to be added on to every small kli, that means the meicher is going to be adding on much more extra than if he would be using a larger kli. Similarly, limchaik lo yigdosh, if the minig is to smooth out the measurement, instead of having a heaper measurement, which is gadosh, it's machok, it's smoothed out, so the lekeach can't force the meicher to make a heaper measurement. And by the same token, ligdash loyimchik, if the minig is to have a heaping measurement, the meicher is not allowed to smooth it out. He has to make sure that it's heaping. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.